the wrestler, the milquetoast, the cowboy, or other, please explain.
Yes, I'm going to go back because I haven't heard it recently and I miss it. I'm going to go back to the wrestler.
Okay. The wrestler it is. Do you think I still got it?
I'm just curious what the articles are.
He's gonna tear his throat. I sent the articles, you little bitch.
He sent the articles already, bitch.
I'm
curious about why you're such a bitch.
He's gonna tear his vocal cords apart like his wiener tore through his boxers.
Okay, because you took so long, I changed my mind. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Can you do cowboy with a southern accent, please?
So that was Tyler's feedback for me before was that my cowboy wasn't southern enough. And
the synergy.
I don't think I have it, but I will do my best. That's all I can promise. Well, howdy! Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode 664. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host, Tyler Dryblade.
That sucked!
Holy shit!
That was great. That was a fun tour of all the accents. Every single one you crammed in there.
Holy shit! That was bad. Can I even leave that in? It was so bad.
Yeah, you have to keep that in. But if people don't know what the prompt was, I think they'd say that you did a fine impression of
Dracula if he was a plantation owner.
Yeah.
It's like a little Morgan Freeman in there, maybe.
It was good. I liked it. It's like when you take all the leftovers and you just mix them together and you eat that poverty slop. That's what that voice was.
We've done hundreds of episodes. Is it time for me to be the host and Tyler to do the intros? Because I think at this point it's become clear that me doing the intros is kind of there's a pretty low ceiling.
I'll do the intros for a while. I'll do the intros for a while if you want. I'm willing to do that.
All right, yeah, hit me with the cowboy.
Howdy there, little ladies. I'm here to rustle up some horses.
You have to introduce the podcast.
I'm rustling up these here horses on the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. Yeehaw.
He's like making fun of, like, wouldn't it be funny if I was this bad at it and it's still better than mine? So, like, I don't know if that indicates anybody.
I don't think he was trying to be necessarily bad, but yes, it was better than yours.
Yeah. I think last week's was better. Go back and listen. And also, we'll see how the crackling fire bed does. I'll give it to you as well, because that seems only fair.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's an even comparison.
I appreciate that. But welcome, everybody. We're here today. We're all down home on the range.
A Tuesday, a podcast.
Oh, good gracious. I've got the vapors. Is that anything? Are we doing that?
I'm not like pre-med or nothing, but I think only women can get the vapors.
All right. Jed, what do you think about that?
I'm upset, just in general.
Because of my sexism? Yeah, good answer.
All right, Jed. Dull your pain there with some brewskis.
I will. I finally have purchased an 11th hour brewing beer. It's a local brewery. It's very close to where I live. New Cult, the New England style IPA, 7.0%. Whoa. I'm not going to read the can because I want to describe it with my own words. It's very different.
I'll allow it.
Damn. I wish I had the skill to describe it. Damn. Okay. It's airier than
I could probably read the words off the can. That would probably help you.
I guess I will.
Somebody might have given you a cheat sheet already.
It says loaded with Citra and Mosaic hops. This beer is bursting with notes of citrus and
grapefruit. What, hold on. Shut up. Does it seem like it's bursting with those hops?
Well, I didn't understand that part. But then later part, notes of citrus and grapefruit, passion fruit and mango. Yes, I can taste all that. You can taste fruit in it, but it's not like, I wouldn't describe it as fruity. It's not fruitful.
Yeah. That's just the hops. The citrus was giving you the citrus, obviously. Mosaic is giving you the grapefruit.
Oh, it's flaked oats and flaked wheat combined to create a pillowy, soft mouthfeel and almost no bitterness. That is very accurate. That's what I meant when I said airy. It's very like, I like this style, and the bitterness is very low, which I didn't expect from a hazy.
Well, you should expect from a hazy, because a hazy IPA is an IPA for perverts that hate bitterness.
I feel like I've had hazies that are like bad.
Yeah, dude. For sure. Also, yes.
Mm-hmm. And when I think bad, I think too bitter. Am I an idiot? Well, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Well, in the context of a hazy IPA, yes. There are 1,001 problems with a hazy IPA, and too bitter is pretty much never it.
Okay. I think there are lots of reasons you cannot like something.
Thank you, Tyler. It's 7%, which was...
I drank this milkshake. It was too creamy. Shut up, nerd.
Didn't say that. That's the opposite of what I said. I said
a little bit, yeah.
No, but, you're right. That was a terrible example. I drank a milkshake, and there wasn't enough milk in it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too much milk. This is 7%, which I aim to get a higher ABV, because then if I don't like it, I'll at least feel it a little bit. But this one I actually like, so I'm happy I got the 4-pack, and it is hyper local. And
hyper local.
I'm part of the new cult. They've converted me, I guess. Got a cool design on it.
Yeah, that's so cool, brother.
That's about as much vamping as I can do on this beer.
Okay, that's enough. I have Yards Trash Talk IPA, 6.5% ABV. You're not doing a cold thing. Never mind, I can keep going. So, it's an IPA. It's extremely clear. It had kind of a light head, similar size bubbles. Ooh, smells a little peachy, a little grapefruity.
A little pruney.
No prunes on that. I like this. This is quite good. This is kind of honestly, the ceiling is so low now because of the New England Pale Ales. I just like anything that's, you know, pretty much a regular IPA. And this tastes like a regular IPA with a little bit of tropicalness in there, which I always enjoy as well. So quite a fan so far.
We need a better term for IPAs that are not hazy IPAs than regular IPA. Like, even if it's just like classic
IPA. Classic, yeah, IPA classic.
Like, cool. I mean, obviously a West Coast IPA is a real thing, and it's not a hazy IPA, and it's a real thing. But not all non-hazy American IPAs are West Coast IPAs, so we shouldn't use that term either.
Correct.
But there's crisp style IPA. We'll talk to the boys in the lab, and they'll science up a good term for us.
Okay, what about American IPA?
That's already a term, and it's too generic.
I just like it because it's American.
What if we called them, like, good IPAs?
Well, not all non-hazy IPAs are good.
You're right.
There's some shitty, crisp-style IPAs out there.
I've had them. Well, what do you have today, Samuel?
So this is a shitty crisp style IPA. That's not what it says. I'm telling you guys a fib. I actually have to precurse my introduction with my content.
Wow, what are we?
Beer hacks,
back,
of course.
We're back to the beer hack book, the new chapter, because I was pretty much foreboding from trying any of the use ice maneuvers. This is ingenious methods for opening beers when you don't have a bottle opener. Your beer is now good and cold, which is a fantastic step, but whoops! You recently dropped and shattered your novelty bottle opener. Shattered your bottle
opener? Shattered?
It's like they didn't even try.
Was it made out of clay?
I don't know. Let me get through this.
Bottle opener.
That looked like Lucha Libre wrestler putting the neck of the beer in the headlock. That sounds dope. Luckily, throughout this entry, many ingenious souls have used a tidy combination of simple physics and raw desperation to discover a myriad of ways. That's grammatically incorrect. It's just myriad
overwritten.
Ways.
Overwritten. Overwritten.
To discover myriad ways to access their beer. Just doing a little copy editing on the fly there. Method one of... Let me check.
Oh, you're
flipping pages? Oh, man, there's so many fucking pages. Oh, no, how complicated are these? Oh, no! Method one of eight! Holy shit! All right, I'll see you in late June for the next chapter of this book. Method one? You guys want to guess?
Is it you put it on a lip of something and you smack it?
So I need you to take in the context that this book sucks and all the shit it has to say sucks. Think dumber. Think dumber than what you're thinking.
Okay, so it's what's the actual title? Like methods for opening?
Let me double check. Let me get it verbatim for you.
Jed, I'm curious as to why you think that matters.
Ingenious methods for opening beers when you don't have a bottle opener.
I think the first one's going to be use a bottle opener. Use a can. Drink out of a can.
Drink a beer out of a can is...
Are you serious?
Absolutely serious. It's the first one in the thing.
My suggestion was equivalently dumb, though.
No, I feel like I want to give you, like, not full marks, but you're getting some points on the exam here for, like, being like, they're just going to try and get around their own dumb bullshit. They didn't have to make up this dumb bullshit, but they were like, we're gonna have to try and circumvent our own rules that we invented for no reason.
Hey, did you know what the first method was before this episode?
I peeked ahead to, because I was like, I'm going to have to go to the store and buy a bunch of bottled beers. And I looked ahead and was like, that's a job for next week, Sam.
That really makes me mad.
Yeah, I don't know to what degree that is intentional. On my part, fully. But on the book's part, I don't know. So this is 7th Deltaversary Cold IPA by Delta Beer Lab. Delta Beer Lab right here in Madison. I would say maybe the wokest brewery I know.
Hmm.
Even that one guy who like got like sued or something.
Oh, yeah, way woker. That guy, that guy has liberal politics, but is like kind of being an asshole for the sake of being an asshole. I think, as opposed to, I think the Delta Beer Lab people just like would like to be accepting and do their best.
Nerds,
fucking idiots.
Cool. Man, that's a great vibe. That's a great vibe to bring into the show. It's 6.5% ABV, and I think it's just a cold IPA. And a cold IPA, I don't know what the difference between a cold IPA and an IPL is. It might just be the yeast that they use. I should probably Google that. And if I'm paying attention, I'm going to drop in an explanation of the difference here. So I'm about to be partially right with my explanation. Turns out the real answer is two main things. One is that cold IPAs use a lager yeast but are not lagered at lager temperatures, which is I kind of say but not really. And the other thing is apparently cold IPAs are more likely to use adjuncts because it gives extra crispness, which an IPL doesn't need to do because it's lagered. Yep. Yeah, I probably didn't, but we'll see. Oh, that smells good. Fuck yeah.
Is IPL, does L stand for lager in that?
Yes, it's very good, Jed.
So the idea, but I think both of a cold IPA and an IPL are like, what if we made an IPA, but we made them like they were lagers, kind of in different ways. So an IPL, if I'm remembering correctly, and maybe I just explained the difference 20 seconds ago, but I'm not going to cut this. The difference between ales and lagers, lagers are bottom fermented cold, ales are top fermented warm. So an IPL is hop forward, but still lagered, like the same fermentation process. So I think a cold IPA might be kind of in the same way as like a steam beer is sort of chopping and screwing the difference between an ale and lager. I think a cold IPA is still top fermented, but cold. And I don't know what difference that would make. I've never fucked with any of that. It smells great.
I feel better now.
I feel dumber. Because of the dumb things I was thinking of when my mind started wandering.
Weird. This beer is weird. I think there's like a really lovely crispness from the lager element, even if it's not a real lager. And also great hop flavor, and I think that those two great things are not playing great together. There's something about this beer that I find off-putting, and I'm going to have to get back to you. I think maybe cold IPA is just a bad idea for a beer, and that's why you don't ever see it. but I'm going to have to do a little science on it.
So it tastes way worse than it smelled.
Yeah, it smells so good. And the thing is, the flavors that I smelled are there, and they just are not playing well with the rest of the beer.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you there, buddy, but I do know that we have to go to an article, and let's do an article that I don't think really plays well with what we're trying to do here either. So this is from punchdrink.com. And it's too involved. It's too long. It's too involved. There's too much actually going on here for our show. Cause I didn't really read it, but it's the Japanese sharp pour is taking over US tap rooms. And, it starts off by saying Czech style pours are so 2025. What's a Czech style pour, you guys? What is that? Did I miss it? I miss it.
I think you might be still in 2024.
Yeah. Well, it's out. And Japanese-style hard pours, as they're called, are in. It involves pouring beer without foam and then capping it with some foam. You're looking for 70% liquid beer to 30% foam. And the idea is it, like, caps in crispness, as opposed to the Czech pour, which it says emphasizes a creaminess of mouthfeel.
Yeah, I'm looking at some images of a Czech-style pour, and... I would describe this as a pour that has way too much fucking head in it. Like, we've reported on the milkshake pour before.
Yeah.
Which is, like, 93% head, and this isn't that bad. But it's still, like, if someone served this to me at a bar, I'm not going to send it back because I'm afraid of everything. But I would be like, oh, come on, man.
Well, maybe this one is for you. I don't know. It just sounds like a normal pour that I see at slightly fancier places where they like let it overflow and then they scrape it off a little bit, you know? I don't know.
Oh, that's standard in Belgium. When I was in Belgium, we did a brewery tour, and like part of the brewery tour was like, pull a beer. We're going to show you the style that you pour a beer in Belgium with and like critique your technique.
Yeah.
And it was, you like pour it not super hard, but harder than I'm used to pouring a beer, and it foams over because you poured it hard enough, and there's like a little, it's like a butter knife almost type of a thing, and you just scrape it off the top, and you make a big mess. Like, that was always my problem with it, is like, wouldn't a bartender's fingers be sticky perpetually? How is this not a problem?
You dunk it, actually. You dunk it. There's like a little ice bucket full of water that you dunk it in. to like
clean oh to rinse off. It off.
That yeah, makes to sense. Rinse it off.
I don't remember doing that in Belgium. Maybe this is the advanced.
Maybe that's the Japanese part.
It's ice buckets.
Yeah, they invented the ice bucket challenge.
That's a myth.
I don't know. Jed, why don't you go ahead? You've been reading this. Why don't you?
It looks like I've been reading it, but I've actually been watching YouTube videos of Japanese sharp pours.
Okay.
And have we been describing it accurately?
Yeah, actually, I think you have been. I don't. I don't care about how.
Great. Great. I guess the thing is, like, I'm sure it makes some difference, like in the way that like the shape of the glass makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But how much of a difference does it really make, like the pour style? Unless you're doing a milkshake pour, and then it's like, yeah, you've ruined my beer. Thank you. But other than that, you know, how much difference do you think it really makes?
The thing that always gets me with this is how much beer are we wasting? Like with the scraping and like that sort of stuff. I don't know, like percentage wise, how much you're putting down the sink to get this to come out right. I think probably too much, but I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we all don't like it. Cool. Great.
I don't have a preference. I don't know. I think I intrinsically believe things from Japan are better. And so I'm
fighting weeb. You fucking weeb.
I'm fighting that bias right now. Yeah.
Are you going to go ask your 118 resin cast of a lady if this is the pour you should be doing?
Hey, treat her with some respect. We've been asked to call her his waifu, and we're going to do that.
Oh, boy.
Okay, go ahead. Go on, Tyler. You were going to segue into something.
Hey, after we dunk on you that hard, just shut up for, you know, 20, 30 seconds. Like, you're not coming back from it.
Jed's fucking tuned out. He's like, I'm just watching YouTube videos over here. I don't give a fuck.
I was locked in on this video and it looped once, and when it got to the end the second time, I was like, oh, I just watched that video twice.
I'm glad you're so locked in, my dog.
Yeah, it was a reel, okay? I was intrigued by the way that they were pouring the beer, and it never resolved in my mind. I was like, where's the part where they give it to the patron? Like, is this when is this process over?
So. Well, you know, it's just
so a at Japanese some point ceremony. In there, they had a full glass of beer and then an empty glass of beer that they poured beer in, and they were like, yes, this certainly is part of the process.
You know, it was like three different. It was like the beers were all at least three quarters full, and they were showing them like filling the rest of it, and it was cutting to different clips of fill. It was a bad video, but I was.
Oh, that sucks. That does. I feel like that is not educational.
It certainly wasn't, but I was completely drawn in by it. I think it's because you guys were talking about different ways to pour beer, and so watching the video was so much more stimulating that I just was completely, I was gone.
Cool. Thank you. Well, why don't you...
Oh, Tyler, we're doing that thing again where we do a beer podcast, and he hates that.
Terrible.
He hates
terrible.
That shit while we do that beer podcast on the beer Listen, podcast.
Ask questions about beer and act like I care, okay? I do my part.
You are not...
Earlier,
well, okay.
L stood for lager, and then Sam explained the difference between
true,
the ale and
true.
The lager.
That's true. That's true. He did it for 5 minutes. You're right. But
fuck me.
Nobody's
safe. Fuck me, foe.
Nobody's safe. But yeah, I don't think you can claim you've been pretending to care this episode.
No, but I did say the lager thing.
You did say the lager thing. That's true. It counts. Count it. Well, Jed, now you have to tell us what's been going on.
Oh, man. So I haven't.
Here, okay. You have a new what?
A new sport. What? Were you going to say something?
Oh, you have a new sport? You have a new sport. I was going to give you – I was going to toss something to you because I thought you were like, oh, man, geez, I got nothing. But you got a new sport, so tell me about it. You playing the snooker?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Very close.
Can we 20 questions this sport?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it aquatic in nature?
No.
Does it involve a stick?
Yeah.
Does it involve a ball?
Sure. Well, sure.
We're taking turns, buddy.
I know. I'm thinking. He said snooker was kind of close. What's it called with the little soccer men?
Foosball?
Yeah, is it foosball?
No.
Damn.
That's too specific for this early in the game.
I like that guess a lot.
Yeah.
Is it a team sport?
No.
Fuck, is it just pool? Is it you said snooker was close? No. Is it just pool? No. Ask him if it's pool.
I don't think it's pool.
I said snooker was close before I thought we would be getting into a more specific guessing game.
But it involves sticks and balls and it's a solo sport.
Yes.
That wasn't really a question. I was just saying that to myself.
I agree.
Can you play like a squash?
No, this is a question for me, not for you, Jed. Shut up.
That's a question for Samuel. Samuel,
was that ping pong? Is that what you were miming there? No, it's tough for me to tell.
One person squash. Or is that a two-person game?
Squash is a two-person game.
Oh, but it's not a team sport. It could be squash. Is a wall?
Ask him if it's a racket sport. That gets a broader category.
Okay, is it a racket sport?
No.
Oh shit!
See, we eliminated a bunch of stuff. Good job, team.
I know.
Is it an indoor sport?
Primarily not.
Primarily okay. Not.
That's so we're thinking outdoor. I mean, you could play any sport inside if your house is big enough. So we're thinking outdoor sports. That is somehow similar to snooker. What? Hold on.
Was it invented in North America?
Definitely not.
He doesn't know. Moron.
There's no way.
Okay. All right.
I guess it could have been, but I don't think so. I think I know where it was.
Okay. All right.
Is this boring?
Not for me.
No, sorry. The game, the meta game.
Yeah.
I'm asking about this.
I know what you were asking, and I was saying for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Ten questions.
And we care more about you than a theoretical listener. That makes sense. So is Tim on his good days.
Is this
want a hint?
Does this sport involve putting a ball in a hole?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's golf.
Well, we've talked about golf before. I guess a golf club is a stick.
Yeah. And it's mostly outside.
It's not a team sport. Is it golf/golf adjacent?
That's too. I'm going to need a specific guess. You can't list. You can't put a list in your guess.
You absolutely can. It's a yes or no question. Is it golf/golf adjacent?
I need you to pick one of those two.
No, I don't. No, you don't. You just answer my fucking question.
No, you're holding up the line.
Is it golf adjacent?
No.
I think it might be golf.
I don't know that it is.
It's just I hit balls with my mother today indoors, so I was like, I guess I could say technically we did go indoors, but yes, I love golf. It's all I care about. It's the only reason
Back to talking about ball golf. We talked about ball golf last time you were on.
Yeah, and that was this is all I've been doing since the last time I was on.
What's ball golf?
It's golf.
Oh,
I made
because frisbee golf is golf with a frisbee. Ball golf is Golf with a golf ball.
Oh, I called it ball
golf. You must have missed that episode where he explained that to me and I looked like a fucking dipshit.
I was trying to make a bad joke.
I get it. I get it.
Ball golf. And because Sam didn't understand it was a bad joke, it derailed everything. And then Sam even texted me about
it. Yeah.
So, yeah, while I was editing, I was like, oh my god, it sounds so fucking stupid.
incredible. Now I gotta find that out. So Jed, you're out there walking the links.
I've only walked 9 holes. I've been in a cart for every other round that I've played, but okay. Yes,
you were you ever a caddy? Being a caddy was my first paid job.
I wasn't, but honestly, everyone that I know that was a caddy in high school and people I know now that did it in the past, they all talk about it very fondly because it was just hilarious for them.
Like, I think it's just a day that you get to wander in the sun and then you get paid way more money than you've earned.
Well, sometimes
by rich bitches.
I mean, if you're with someone that sucks, then it can suck a lot. Yeah, Tyler knows.
It depends. It totally depends on the person because it's mostly like rich assholes. And sometimes they're out there and they're like fucking killing it and a little drunk. And they're like, no problem. I'll buy you an $8 brownie. And then sometimes, they're like, I don't know, their SS Von Snoot or whatever sank that morning and they're fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
I know that like if you're a pro with a pro-level caddy, the caddy's giving you, like, real advice of, like, helping you read the green and pick a club and that sort of thing.
No, I was just a beast of burden.
You're just carrying clubs, giving the club that was demanded of you.
That is correct.
There's no thinking needed. This could just easily be a robot.
Oh, yeah. A monkey could have done it.
The pros can't use rangefinders when they're playing. So they don't know.
The sentence you just said was nothing to me.
Professionals,
try again.
I mean, it's
professionals aren't allowed to use these tiny little binoculars that shoot the distance to the hole that people are allowed to use in regular golf. They're not allowed to do it, so they don't know.
You have to eyeball it if you're a pro.
Well, you have to like study the course the week beforehand using those little binocular things.
So you send your little wood nymph out for you to do all your recon.
No, you do it with them, and they take notes with you, so it's like two people having all this information. Like, your caddy knows all the distances, too.
But your caddy's taking all the notes, they're the hard drive, and you're querying them in real time.
You're querying them in real time. You're the robot. Your job is to be the robot that just swings the stick the same way every time, and the caddy can tell you like you're this far away, so use this stick.
Man,
I didn't do any of that.
No,
I'm broadly opposed to AI usages, but I would fucking love if like Boston Dynamics submitted a subject to be included in a major golf competition just to see how they would do.
Yeah,
I'd
be great.
I'm torn here because on the one hand, I like that you've picked up a sport where you probably won't explode a part of your body. Like, I'm happy about that.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I don't like golf clubs. Like, they're pretty much wastes of resources.
That's true for so many. Listen, I do Legos.
If you think too hard about golf, it's ethically disallowable.
There's no ethical consumption under capitalism, okay?
That's true. You're not wrong.
Listen, I do Legos. It's single-use plastics. I get a lot of joy from them.
It's single-use? Are you flushing these down the toilet after you build the Millennium
Falcon?
There
are a million uses. There are a million uses, Jed.
No, but I like to make the thing and then have it as a thing. I don't remake things.
That's not what single-use plastic is, dude.
I know, but it is in this context. Like, I am only building the one thing, and then
right. But you're enjoying it being on display in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Until I come over and disassemble them. You know what?
You wouldn't call David single-use marble.
I might. Now that I know it'll make you mad?
Because David's mid? I agree. David is mid.
Who's David?
I guess. Got a small pecker.
Oh, my God.
Who's David? David, yeah, you can buy David down at the store where you get the Fabergé eggs, Jed.
You ever see David after Dennis, bro? His dick is tiny. It's crazy how tiny his dick is. Like, man,
you're just gonna confuse him. You're just gonna confuse him.
You're right. I should stop making great jokes.
Did you say David after Dennis?
Yeah. No, we're talking about the statue. The statue, David, the famous statue.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. That he was just saying, so that's not single use marble, right?
No, it is.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You know what? I want to come down and just say, good for you for finding a new sport. I'm sorry I threw to you. Let's move on.
Thank you. Finally, you
understand. Okay.
This is so nice. Usually he's only mad at me about bad content. It's so lovely for me to see him rail on somebody else.
Well, I don't know. It was maybe because he had higher hopes this time, because I think
usually I did.
He doesn't expect me to have content. So it's not that my content's ever good. It's just that
You lived right up to those extremely low expectations.
I don't try to.
Well, see, I thought I was gonna have to ask Jed about the World Cup because it's coming to the state that he's in. But instead, I'm gonna have to go to a World Cup article, Politico.eu. UK government will let you know if the World Cup beer runs out. I guess people are getting squirrely because of there's a possible CO2 shortage for beer for the World Cup because of the issues with the Strait of Hormuz, which is just what a world we live in. What a time to be alive.
Don't worry. My boy told me that it was open now, so we're good.
Yeah. It's open. Other than Iran shooting missiles, it's open, is what I heard.
Yeah, it's open.
He's never lied to me a million times before. I'm sure he wouldn't lie to me this time.
But isn't it funny how everything is connected? It is weird. But, I mean, it's just, I guess there's, like, some rumors and mutterings going around that the government is like worried about the CO2 issues because of, you know, shipping delays at the Strait. They're saying, don't worry about it, folks. We're not, it's a rumor. We're not worried about it.
It's such a shame that if the World Cup in North America ran out of beer, that would be like a news article. And if it happened in not even like a big game, just like a normal week 6 game in Cleveland of the NFL, it would be the only news you could hear.
But I have a question.
People can't drink beer while they watch football. Whose fucking fault is this? Brown people, probably.
I might be dumb. But the World
Cup, I'm willing to entertain that theory. Let's let's look into that deeper.
The World Cup is in North America, correct?
Correct.
This is the UK government talking about.
So it's because people love to drink during the World Cup in like Europe/the UK. It's not that like they're going to go. That's all it is. It's that they're going to be going to the pub and watching the game and drinking like 1,000 pints. It's okay. Not that anything's going to be played there.
I was like, is there some UK beer that is sponsoring the World Cup that they're like trying to ship it out, but they're going to run out. Oh, no. Okay, this is literally just like, hey, we know this huge drinking event is going to happen this year. And
yes.
Listen, everyone, there's a huge drinking event. It's happening this year, and we are not worried about running out of beer. That's what they're saying.
Correct. You nailed it, Jed.
They're just screaming.
But like that's not an issue. In the context of they're only doing this because they're reacting to legitimate fears that are there.
Yes.
Of people being like, I'm not going to watch footy while I'm drunk at 10 in the morning.
Wow, you called it footy. That's crazy.
I'm being British. Couldn't you tell by my great accent?
Wow.
That was very posh of you. What are you munching on over there?
Yeah, what are you munching on over there?
Balls.
Sweaty balls?
They're not sweaty. It's like a little donut hole. Becca's making donuts.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, those kind of look like, do you know D's?
D's nuts? Yeah.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. you almost got him, Sam. That's really good.
The really upsetting thing about having two daughters and then a son is I'm not going to feel comfortable making these nuts jokes at my daughter, so I'm going to have to wait until my baby's old enough that I can make these nuts jokes at him.
You got like 17 years.
Oh, wait, I have some content.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'm glad because so far you haven't.
No, this content is bad and it's sad. Okay, so it's two stories about me making small children cry on accident.
Oh.
One of them was Sam's.
Now, daughter. Are we gonna want these back to back, or are we gonna want to do one and the other one marinate a little?
They're bit. Coming back to back. One. One was Sam. I was hanging out with his family, and then I was sitting next to. What are the three in order? Space Prez Deep.
We don't really have a great name. I just call him the boy.
The boy. So I was sitting at dinner with Space Prez, and Space Prez was teaching me how to play Pokemon Go, which I've never played before. And it was a great time, but President of the Deep was unfortunately on the other side of the table and wasn't really able to hang out with like the guest that was there with the family and got sick, unfortunately. That was kind of unfortunate, and I felt very bad about it because I think President of the Deep just wanted to hang out.
She had an illness called attention deprivation.
Yeah, it was sad. And then I played Sorry with Space Prez, and we had to stop playing because it was getting very late in Space Prez.
That was Parcheesi. Parcheesi is Sorry for Grown-Ups.
Okay, well, we were playing whatever we were playing. And then Space Prez...
Parcheesi, I just told you.
Space Prez got very sad, and that was very sad for me. And then, Tyler, stay in there. I was at a brewery where I ran into a friend I hadn't seen in a while who came up to hug me and was very excited to see me. And I hugged her. And then when I moved my arms away from the hug, I elbowed a small toddler in the head.
Incredible.
And the small toddler was her daughter who saw her going to hug somebody and said, I'm going to go hug that person too. So I elbowed this toddler in the head that was trying to give me a hug, and then she was crying, and that's what's happening in my life with children these days.
And now...
Rad.
That all makes sense other than at the end there. Why did you get in this kid's face and scream, it smells like bitch in here? What was that
about? That story I told you
in comments. Could have gone without the teabagging. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
But,
That's my content, is that... I'm struggling around children, toddlers, I think. Well, how old is Space Prez? Like, what's the...
She's five.
What's five? What's that category of child?
Kid.
Okay. Toddlers are younger than that, I guess.
Yep.
Tyler, thank God. You know what? Tyler, thank God.
Tyler, you're bringing nothing. Okay, I'm just trying to carry right now.
I'm bringing nothing here. I got an update for you. So, Samuel,
you remember the pervert. Talk about the pervert.
It's not really a pervert necessarily. It might be. I don't know.
Update.
Maybe, I don't know. Last week I talked about how I saw a state trooper in our parking lot making out with some lady, which I thought was super weird.
Being a sexually deviant pervert? Sure. Yeah, you did talk about that.
He wasn't. Week. You know what? Compared to the people that I've seen in the parking lots in the park, this guy was one of the least perverted. He didn't show
me. I didn't call him a jerkinator. I called him a pervert.
They were making out for like 40 minutes. And so I got the license plates and I want to submit a complaint because I don't think they should be able to do that on the public's time. If I'm not allowed to make out while I'm on duty, then they shouldn't be able to.
Maybe you are. Have you tried to get in there?
But, that's an interesting idea. Should I try to... Should I run for governor of Delaware and just be like, if elected, public employees will be able to smooch?
That's right. Thank you. So I went to submit a complaint, and we decided last week that I should submit an anonymous complaint. But it turns out, Samuel, that you can only call their complaint number or send an email. So now I'm like, oh, what do I do?
Oh, well, you got to use one of those voice changers.
Do you want to play a little game where I explain to you about some perverts I saw?
There's no more phone booths. I can't do it anonymously.
Wait, send an email. What do you mean? Do that anonymously.
Because...
Send it from the Bruce Day email. No one knows. No one cares.
I guess, yeah, Jed, you're right. I could use a temp email, couldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Like a burner email. That's true. That's fair.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, well. Okay, Mr. Logical.
Well, I forgot to ask Mitch about it during our weekly Skype call this week. But I'm sure he's on my side of, don't lose your job, you dumb dipshit.
Why would Tyler lose his job for this?
Because I'm tattling on a cop, and cops can make your life hard, is basically why.
Because power wants to stay in power and doesn't like people who don't like power.
Yeah.
Honestly, a better answer would have been capitalism, if you really think about it.
The evil that men do. But yeah, so... Remember a couple weeks ago, Samuel, when I was like, boy, I wonder what the problem I have with authority is, and now I'm about to submit another complaint
against the authority. Yeah, and remember when I was like, we already know this is solved.
I know. I need to make some changes.
Sometimes it feels like you're just catching up with me about stuff.
Yeah. All right, we got one more article to blast through here. Let's do it. BevWire.com. What drinkers notice first on beer packaging? Most important to least. They basically just asked some random fuckers what they looked at when they were looking at cans. The first person they asked is Harrison Hickok. Beer me that movie. I don't know what that is. If there's no born on or canned on date, I'm out 100% of the time. Great if you list the hop, malt, and yeast. Great if you list the artist that made the label. Interesting. And then it says, if you highlight that you've won a Great American Beer Festival or World Beer Championship medal, then you will hook me and make me pick your beer to then look for number one. What does that mean?
They're just saying, if you won some shit, tell me you won some shit, and then I'll be like, all right.
But then they're going to look for number one? What does that mean? Are they going to then look for the beer that...
Because you can get a medal for... placing or whatever.
Right. No, I know. So they're going to get that, and then they're going to go home and look up what actually won in that category, and that's a fun little thrill for this person?
I think so.
Ugh, that's too bad.
Honestly, right. I kind of like these. I think this dude is asking a little much, but nothing he's saying he's looking for, I think, are bad ideas.
Do you know what he's literally asking? Like, he literally asked. He literally posted this on a Reddit thread, and he pulled from that Reddit thread. Like,
okay,
when he says what drinkers notice first on beer packaging, he's talking about what the Reddit users commented on his Reddit post.
Okay.
Yeah, he links it at the bottom.
Okay, so?
I don't know. I just find that interesting that, like...
He was just crowdsourcing his research because he can't be asked because who can these days?
Yeah, it's just a very strange form of journalism.
Okay, all right. The other person was...
I got bad news for you about the last 20 years of journalism.
I guess beer article journalism is not something that I should waste my time critiquing at the moment.
The other person was Damien Zouawi, who said they're looking for ABV range and whether it matches the style.
Good answer.
Which I thought was interesting. But, I mean, good answer, yes. But also, like, I'm interested if there's a crazy high ABV with a style that doesn't usually have it. And that's about it. Style of beer and ABV. Somebody else said... you laser beam horse said IPA should have hops listed and no AI art, which I enjoy.
Yeah, I have no argument here.
Yeah.
So thanks for those fresh hot takes.
Fuck, Reddit is that users. It?
Yeah, dog, that's it.
Man, if I'm the author of this article, I'm getting that far and being like, huh, there's really not much to this. I guess I should write something else instead.
Sam, I got bad news for you about the last 20 years of journalism.
Oh, you got me with my thing. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, it's just, there's like, there's so many more opinions to have. Did no one else respond with their opinion?
They did.
Or did this person not bother to post their opinion?
Just
like, does it link to the thread? Because I kind of want to just read the thread instead of the article.
It links to the thread and you can read through it. Yes.
Is there anything good?
No. I mean, no.
Okay, cool. Fuck me.
I did think it was going to be a little bit more about like what art attracts people and what art doesn't.
Like, I did think it was going to be more about visuals than
More cartoonish and, like, styles are enjoyed or blah blah blah.
Exactly.
I mean, two frequent contributors to this podcast, my wife and also Mary, constantly are talking about how they saw a cool beer and bought it without even checking what it was, and like that shit's crazy to me. But like,
yeah,
obviously it works. Like, bright colors work.
Remember Blockbuster? I mean, that's how it used to be back in the day.
That's true.
Damn.
Jed always coming in with a great last minute remark.
He just seems like a shitty low effort Reddit post. Like, remember how cool Blockbuster was? Post your favorite Blockbuster things.
I didn't say that. That's exactly the same as Blockbuster. It's like, see a cool picture, buy it. The same thing Mary and your wife are doing.
Yeah, I get it. I got it, Jed. I was right there with you. Might not have sounded like I was. Might have sounded like I actually was being very mean in the moment, but I was right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, when I told you to shut the fuck up, that might have seemed dismissive, but I think you gotta read between the lines there.
I think Jed...
I've been on too much recently. I've been on too many episodes recently.
You haven't been on in 2 months, dog.
He's turned away from us, and it looks like he's playing video games. He's either playing video games or just like staring at the wall. I don't know which one's worse for us. I put my foot
up, that's why.
Oh, you put your foot up and you were making sure it wasn't going to go anywhere?
Are you going to post feet on main?
Well, there's a cat over there. I was looking at that.
Jed, you on WikiFeet?
I can't say.
Egbert, I got some video game shit I got to talk to you about, but it's got to wait until the post-roll. Should we rank these so we can get back to the fun part?
Yeah, let's rank these because I actually like this beer.
Do you guys think because I have an IMDb page I could get on WikiFeet?
Yeah, maybe.
Actually. I've seen your feet, so I'm going to go with no.
That's not, Sam, all different
types. All feet are beautiful, baby.
That's not what I'm saying, actually. That's not the message I'm delivering, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that all different types of people are into all different types of feet.
I don't know, man. I have a bunion that has ruptured very many right shoes and no left shoes.
Oh, thank God you said shoe.
Fuck me.
I'm rating.
Please do.
I had 11th Hour Brewing's New Cult. A New England style IPA, 7.0%. It was very easy to drink the whole way. I drank it pretty quickly. I guess it's been about an hour, but it didn't change. The flavor didn't change that much as it got warmer, but I liked the flavor to start. So it stayed fruity the whole time. It wasn't that poppy, which you guys said was to be expected. I'm just going to rate it because I don't know how to describe beers anymore, but I think it was very good. I'm giving it an 8.3.
An 8.3. That's pretty good. All right.
Yeah.
I had Yards Trash Talk IPA, 6.5% ABV. And I also enjoyed this beer. It was kind of a, like I said, a little peachy, a little grapefruity. It was your classic IPA, crisp IPA style, some might call it, and I enjoyed that. So I think I'll give it a 7.3. And who would I recommend this to? I don't know. I feel like this could be a good, like, you could pair this with some Hawaiian luau foods. I think that would be good. If you were having a Hawaiian luau, this would be a good beer, and I would recommend it to you. Samuel.
I had Delta Beer Lab's 7th Deltaversary Cold IPA. And when you think about something like chocolate and peanut butter, that's two great tastes that taste great together. And what I have here is two great tastes that don't, nope. So
like ice cream and mac and cheese.
Honestly, I think if you did it right, that would fuck. but this does not fuck. This, it's a great execution of the hop schedule is really on point. And the mouthfeel is very soft and crisp in a really satisfying way. And them being the same beer, there's something about it that I still haven't quite put my finger on that I find really off-putting. This is weird because I think that it's doing what it wants to do well. And I think if someone wanted this type of beer, this would be a really good example of it. But I don't like it. And that's my palate is my palate. So I'm going to give it a straight 5. But I would say if you like a cold IPA, please drink this and please write in and let me know what you think. Because I think that this is doing what it's supposed to do, but I don't know why anyone would want it.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like so, me going to Jed, parties. That's what we call a nuance
review, just in case you were wondering.
Do you want me to try to give nuance reviews? I feel like if
no, I you're
try-
right. Do that. You're right. I don't. I don't. No, you're right. I take it all back. I can feel the monkey's paw curling. I do not want you to give nuanced reviews.
Exactly. So I'm trying to just.
Right. You're right. You're right. Jed, I don't know how many times I have to tell you that you're right. I'm going to shut the fuck up now. So Tyler can take us home.
I'm taking us out of here.
And he's going to do it Jed. As the cowboy, of course.
Oh, well, hey now, little lady. I got to wrestle you on up and take you out to pasture.
Have you seen one movie and you just know the lines from that movie? You say,
yeah, Tombstone. Tombstone.
Can you use that accent to say anything related to this podcast?
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. no, but thank you, Jed, for being on. Samuel, do you know what you're drinking next week?
Something out of a bottle, I think. I have to look ahead.
Wonderful.
I think I probably have to buy a lighter.
You don't have a lighter?
Why would I have a lighter?
You don't got no candles, Doc?
Yeah, brother. You don't get straight romance. There's 3 little
kids in my house. I don't want there to be fire. There doesn't need to be.
Okay, well.
Pussy.
Just smells like farts all the time, I guess.
Well, that is true. Yeah, if you were here, like so you here, already knew that that was true.
Sorry, that was rude of me. Sorry.
Okay. Well, let's see. Listener, thank you for listening, as you always do. That was terrible. This is garbage. This is really fucking garbage. Okay.
Try it as the cowboy. I think that'll help.
Well, listener, thank you for listening, as you always do.
That was great. What are you talking about, Sam? You can't shoot down that.
Yeah, we got to put this old girl to the glue factory or something. Listener, if you want to tell us about the kids you've elbowed in the head, you can email us at BrewsterTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on our links at BrewsterTuesday.com, or you can tweet at us at BrewsterTuesday. Don't let the best keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Did you say they could tweet at us?
Blue sky us, I guess.
They haven't been able to tweet at us in 6 years.
Oh my I guess God, that's true, huh?
Tweeting at us. That's why we can't.
Oh, see no.
Oh, fuck. Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. Take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Egbert, you called me on the phone like a real fucking old person, like a month and a half ago.
Okay.